the end of the parasha where the pasuk recounts the life and times of Esav. So in pasuk Gimel there, it's Perek Lamed pasuk Gimel says Vespas. He married a number of wives. One of them was Vespas Mas Bas Yishmael Akayis Nevayis. One of the wives that Esav married was a woman by the name of Basmas, the daughter of Yishmael. So Rashi says, La'alon Karla Machlas. If you look back at the end of Pasha's Toldos, it says how Esav went and he married someone else. He added a wife, and it says the wife that he added was a daughter of Yishmael. Her name was Machlas. And here it says Basmas, and it seems to be the same person. So why would we have a name change going on here in the pasuk? So Rashi says, Matzinu ba'agoda medrash sefer Shmuel gimel meichlum havanaseyim. There are three people, there are three situations a person can find himself in where we will be meichlum on the averus. Gershon is gayer va'ol legdula v'hanais isha. One is a ger when he becomes a yid. The day he becomes a yid, we're meichlum any past averus he may have done. Ha'ol legdula, somebody who rises out, who's ha'ol legdula, perhaps he becomes a new stel or something else, he becomes more chashuv. And v'hanais isha, somebody gets married, they're an ol nimchel. V'lamed hatam mikan lekach nikras mochlas shenimikul havanaseyim. On the day that Esav went and got married, that was the day he was nimchal on all his averus. This is the source of that halacha, that somebody gets married, he's nimchal on kol v'nisayim. Interestingly, the Gusim pointed out to me that the Neshuva is Lachmi Toidev from Shai Basan. He says that the reason why they're nimchal is because all three are as if they're born again. And this Lachmi Toidev suggests that the same way a katan has 20 years until he's nitfas by Inshei Shemayim, who would then any one of these three people would have a 20-year gap until they're achroi b'dinei Shemayim. It's an interesting machshava. But what's interesting is, Ramesh Feinstein asks, that what Torah came along to tell you a concept. It's telling you that there is a concept of somebody who gets married on the day of his chasna, the special day, the time of Mechila. He's Nimchal Kavan Esav. Of all places in the Torah had to pick by Esav, this is a quintessential example of somebody who does tshuva. Nimchal, something happens on the day of his chasna, of all people to pick. Esav, the best of our knowledge, Esav ended up with a pretty bad story the rest of his life, and he certainly didn't end up in a good place. So why don't we pick Esav to be that example? So Ramayja suggests, Sophia Gemara and Yuma, the Gemara says that Rav had an incident with a butcher. A butcher went to the Vazir Rav. So Rav, before Yom Kippur, decided he wanted to help this person out. He knew the person had a hard time approaching him to ask him mechila. So Rav went to go approach this person, he would walk in front of this person, and the person he was hoping would go ahead and ask him mechila if the opportunity was that near. So the Gemara says how Rav Huna asked Rav where he was going, and Rav told him. And Rav Huna observed, when Rav told him this, Rav Huna observed, he said, Rav, you're going with Mikdal Nafshei. He's basically going to sign his death sentence. And sure enough, he went ahead in front of his butcher. The butcher did not ask Mechila. And shortly thereafter, the butcher's knife slipped and he ended up killing himself. And apparently, Rav Huna understood that Rav going in front of the butcher was a death warrant for this butcher. Now, what's sad in that? The person had done something against Rav. He'd been advised Rav far previous to this whole incident. And the understanding is that when a person does something wrong, it happens. Until the point of Mechila, there's reasons why he may have not gone to ask Mechila. But at that moment, an opportunity presented itself. When you miss an opportunity, it's not shot that you simply, you have an opportunity, you missed it, you lost it. The fact that somebody missed an opportunity, squandered that chance, that in itself is a tremendous kitrig on a person. It was so close, it was so possible for you to achieve that, and you walked away from it, that in itself is a tremendous kitrig. And Huna was saying, if you go to that person, you give him that opportunity, he doesn't seize it, effectively you're creating a situation where he's in the Kayav Nisra. So Ramosha points out, he says, people think, you would say, someone has a chasno, you nimchav and oisav, it's a nice thing, it's a beautiful thing. Okay, you take opportunity, you use it, you hopefully use it properly, if not, not. Saying the case we see from his Esav. Esav was taking the task for being a Rosh, this is part of the chesed as well. He had the opportunity, because Baruch Hu told him, look, you're getting married, it was later in his life. You're getting married, you have a chance to have a fresh start. Walk away from everything else, you'll be nimchal on all your bayers, fresh start and start again. And Esav said, no, I'm going to walk away from the opportunity. The kitrig on Esav was far greater. And the lesson of Kosh Baruch Hu is that just like by Chasna, first and foremost, you had that opportunity to have a mechila and you walk away from it, it's a tremendous kitrig. Likewise, every opportunity in life, when someone has a chance to hop onto something, to grab something and use an opportunity, if he misses that chance, it's far worse than if he never had the chance. Missing opportunity is not just missing that opportunity, but the far greater kitrig because it shows you disrespect for that opportunity which you could have seized.